A sixth man, linked to a terrorist cell base in western New York, reportedly has been arrested in Bahrain. Family members tell the New York Times that the man was picked up as he was preparing for his arranged marriage. A federal official tells the paper that more information will be announced later today. Five other men, all American-born citizens, are in custody in Buffalo, charged with providing support to Al-Qaeda. Justice Department officials say the men are of Yemeni descent, and they attended terror camps in Afghanistan in the summer of 2000. Officials say that's where they got training in heavy weapons and heard speeches by Osama bin Laden. The men live in Lackawanna, a suburb of Buffalo. NPR's Jackie Northam joins me from Lackawanna. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Describe the men arrested over the weekend.
Well, as you mentioned before, the five men were all born in the United States, but they are of Yemeni descent. They're all in their mid to late 20s. They're all family men and all very much a part of this community here. They're being charged with operating an active terrorist cell of Al-Qaeda here on American soil. Federal prosecutors say they've been watching the men since June of 2001. That's when they say the suspects took a trip to Pakistan for some religious training, but then went on to an Al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan. Now, Bob, the Justice Department says it has no evidence that the group was planning an attack anytime soon, nor does the government say the men have weapons or that they had taken part in any violent act. However, they are being charged with providing material support to terrorists.
Are there a great many people from Yemen in the Buffalo area, or people of Yemeni descent?
There sure are. There's about 2,000 here in Lackawanna itself. They started coming into the community in the about 1930s, and they took up work with all the steel mills around the area. In large part, they were filling in for striking workers, and they stayed, and their numbers flourished. And it is a very, very strong community. It's a very tight-knit community. And obviously, this news has rocked the Yemeni group here.
Yeah, what is the reaction to these arrests?
Well, in the very beginning, it was shock, utter shock and disbelief, because these men were very much a part of the community here. They all went to the same mosque together. You know, they were related to a great number of people. They all played soccer together. And so to find out, you know, in the middle of the night that the FBI have come in and arrested these men and had been investigating them for quite some time, about 6 months now, and talking to them was a real shock for the community. At the beginning, the people in the community were talking, but, you know, when the world's press started descending on this very small suburb, then they started to close ranks to keep quiet and keep among themselves.
Yeah, but Justice Department officials say it was members of the Muslim community that led them to these suspects. How's that been received?
Well, that's been really confusing for many people in the community here. The people that I did talk with, they're worried that one of their own may have tipped off the FBI, in other words, turned themselves in. But there's also talk that it was actually one of the people that they arrested that they had been questioning all along actually broke under questioning and started giving up information, and that allowed the FBI and the federal prosecutors to go in.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Lackawanna, New York.